The Wave Radio with the Buddy's crew on deck.
Bringing you hot, enticing conversations on your favorite topics all day,
every day.
Mengoja sana basi ndo hii the wave is finally here, inaugural episode 1, and with me here the cast, watumishi watukufu wakurugenzi. So we'd like to officially welcome you to the first episode basi. Ebu guys,
Saik
ni aje bana,
you have really done it.
Ebu guys, introduce yourself bana, the family bana.
Where
to Leah, ladies first bana, huku ifunzo hii maneno. Tuanze hapa na humble.
Mkurugenzi, very humble.
Mkurugenzi mwingine.
My name is Chela. Big booty. I have to insist on that.
Wacha, uni mtoto wa bogo huyu. Wa bogo.
No, we manifest.
That's confession is possession.
Stick into the word, man.
Exactly. Yeah. You speak what you
receive.
What you speak. Yeah.
See, wengine tuliata Sunday school
bana. Sorry.
Libidi to me repeat, lakini ni sawa. Next.
Okay, it's me, it's Sheila.
It's you, it's who?
It's Sheila.
Sheila who?
It's Sheila, and I'm going to be taking you through the podcast. It will be interesting. It will be nice. Wow. You guys keep it locked here.
Hey, our big boy, man. Our big boy. Take over, man.
Handsome boy.
Madridi.
Venye mumisikia to sifa, yes. I'm handsome, big, and
sexy. We could be a bad light skin.
The only light skin to play in this
club. Disclaimer, he's a light skin.
Nuru, your group, Mwangaza.
So, here with you is Biggie J here. We're going to take you through this exciting journey with us. Tafadhali just venye Sheila aliwaambia, keep it locked.
Sema majina ya kweli, acha matuidwa ati Biggie J. Kwani Biggie J ni yenu?
But hiyo kampuni yangu kama bado iko.
Biggie J. Oje yona watu wakichana mogoka.
Sikuna bolgami nito mogoka squeeze.
Bolgami nito mogoka.
Hey, uje yona bolgami nito mogoka.
Mimi mwona juice ya mogoka.
Jabba juice.
Jabba juice. Jabba juice.
Anyway, wait, don't do
that. Kuna juice ya mira.
So, yeah. Not to stay in school.
Lakini mguka ni drug ama ni meh.
Ni drug.
It's
but
both.
But it's still planted.
It's both. In short, it's both.
But for real, guys, stay away from drugs, man. Concentrate on your life. Drugs itakudunisha, man. So, umesikia hapo, tukuna Chela, tukuna She, tukuna Biggie J.
It's Biggie J.
Najua mnashanga nani huyu with the sexy voice hapa. Drum roll.
So, thanks, but no. Just say your name.
So guys, mindo naitwa Stan. Stan in Stan.
Omambia.
Sikia hiyo jina. Can I ever repeat?
Kisima Grass.
Say my name.
Mincha. The banana land.
Sasa, mbona
Hasira na
peach.
Sorry.
Unajua sisi
you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to draw hits.
Anyway,
so love yeah.
You. We love you.
But guys, unfortunately for this episode, we couldn't have one more cast member. He got held up somewhere, DJ Sinogen. But anyway, we send our condolences to him. Tuko na yeye, tuko pamoja hapa. Ama namna gani?
Ndio.
So, tukiendelea hivi, tuendelee tu kumuombea manze. Yeah. So, episode 1 manze.
Karibuni.
Na si mmejua tu mkijua nini na trend manze. So, you know, the Wave podcast is all about the trending issues. Society side, And what's more trending kushinda? Cardi B. Wait, nini ilikuwa shida na Cardi B manze? You guys, what was the problem with Cardi B and their marriage? Misilewi.
The perfect
the
couple.
Perfect couple.
But then they were the perfect couple of hip hop world.
Like me just thought me no nice stuff the publicity stunt.
Do you remember the time when Likosana tena then Offset came on stage when Cardi was performing?
Yeah, yeah.
For me that looked like a publicity stunt more than an apology, because that doesn't look like an apology to, as in, it didn't look like an apology to me. So inaweza kuwa
mnataka vijana wa apologize aje ndio mjue ni apology.
It was romantic. Come to think of it, you are in my show and then all of a sudden my guy comes like,
No, you're interrupting my scene. Send a postcard.
See, he wants to say a goat. I thought the guy is more important kushinda show. Nini, what's important?
Please.
When you give all we have, man.
Can you imagine?
I left when I cut up.
As we are representing the Boy Child Association. This is why we say women are so hard to understand. No, when I talk something exclusive, ukifanya exclusive and say, oh, it's drama. Oh, nini. What do you need?
So, surely, mulitaka afanye nini? What did you want him to do?
I don't know. I feel like anyway.
Supposed to think out of the box, but not coming.
Their marriage
destroy
for me,
my stage, but it for me it was so romantic. But unakuja kuniharibia stage yangu. It's my hour. It's my time.
Imagine this your guy. This your guy. Mepata mtoi na yeye. So you want to tell me kitu ita little issue? Ati ni jua mekuja stage aka apologize.
That was not the issue, but apart from that, I think for what Cardi B said was, she was tired of all the arguments, all the drama.
The cheating.
The cheating.
But the Offset has been caught several times.
So you forgive them, but yeah.
You forgive,
aye, forgiveness and kindness. Yeah. That goes a long way.
The fruits of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace.
But if it's something consistent. but for
real, self-control.
If it's something persistent, like they want, day two, day
forgive, please.
You get
tired. Like, man is to error.
Man is to error, but
that's a manga plus or minus one.
Why would you?
So do you plus one plus minus one ingine plus minus one?
You know, I think if you continue forgiving him, atanza kupia yoku. Yeah, and then atakuwa na sema. After all, she's going to forgive me, and we are going to continue with this happy family. No. I could also Cardi B for doing it. If you're tired in a relationship, by the way, if you're tired in a marriage, step out. Akuna haja tuendele kujifinyilia, and you are unhappy, and in this relationship or in this marriage that you are, no.
Wanaumia.
Toka.
Those are only for
sex. Wanaume hapa. You want to tell me? Kwa hii marriage ni Offset tu ndo alikuwa na kashida. You want to tell me Offset tu had a problem?
Wow, a person has been quite serial cheating, like I don't know how many times.
Offset had to come in terms that Cardi B was a stripper, that's one.
Imagine.
Why would you marry a stripper then? Si umuache. Kwani who forced him?
He had to come in terms to that, eh?
No, who forced him?
That is one.
I'm going to ask you one question. Who forced him?
That is one.
You could, he had a million girls to choose in. The land of the US of A and Africa and Asia. Hata hajakanyaga hizo continents zinge. So why would you tell me that he had to come to terms
now, that
with
girl,
Cardi
that
B being a stripper?
Now that girl anafaa kukua very, very, tasema, thankful Jew.
Shame on you.
apart from all that she was doing, at least, Offset saw something.
So it's like savior mentality. It was like a savior mentality to you.
Exactly.
It's like Cardi was suffering so much being a stripper.
But
hallelujah, that when a man came in and Offset came in, it was like, oh Lord, yeah, I have finally seen the glory.
Let's say Offset took her from her straight ways and showed her to the light.
A person who's cheating, you tell me. That's your eye, bro.
Look, inakuanga hivi by the way. Inakuanga hivi. Do you know, there's so many reasons as to why a man can cheat. Seme, you've been away for so long. Mara labda hata bibi yako akupei, yani mmekosana tu.
By the way, it's true. Maybe
it's
maybe
true, Maze. You all know the characteristics of a man. You all know the characteristics of a man, Maze. See,
one person said the one way to a man's heart, I think it's three ways. It's food, sex, and respect. So if one of them misses, then kuna kwanga na issues.
Kwanza hiyo stuff ya respect. Okay, we all know Cardi B is a boss lady. Tuseme kitu kaya yule. Nikaa kwa the worst state. So unacheki. Saa, hadi hizi mangoma zake. Mina shuku.
For me, if she took 3 years in this month, a whole 3 years, she was invested in it, that means probably there was something between them. Lakini tena, remember, in relationship, love fades. Mm-hmm. Kuna point inafikanga kama mwezi work on your relationship, it goes, the love goes.
Yeah, true.
So maybe ilikuwa imefika point and yet these guys don't love each other anymore, or they don't, or feel your vibe anymore. See, you go.
I'm telling you,
they're still young, they can still find love.
Even if you see,
life has to move.
Yes. Even if you see a woman out here is a boss lady and all that, don't take it that he doesn't respect the man. She respects the man. Totally, to a certain point.
But I think if you're dating someone and if you marry, I think kuna ile mutual respect yenye mko nayo kwanza for each other, and then from then on that's up to you. If you guys don't, because why else would you be in a relationship with someone who doesn't respect me as a woman and you as a man? Why would we not be respect?
Yeah.
But we also have to look at the bigger picture. Same to ika. The child, the daughter, culture.
With a K.
With a K.
It's a beautiful baby, yeah.
But now, so not growing up with a single family mother, serious. In as much as the dad is successful, a successful rapper, Migos, mom na yeye pia hapo kando successful.
Umemuita Migos.
Migos sasa Offset alikuwa Migos.
Please.
Kwani Offset alikuwa wapi?
The guys who used to think Migos is one guy. Lakini hata mimi was there. When I was back then in my band wagon there, I got 20 wakitoa
ile. Ilikuwa dab. Ilikuwa nini tena fight night?
I don't know.
I used to see three people.
See, I'm like,
and then Mina, Migos ni nani hapa?
Before you realize this take off of that, and who's the other one?
Quavo! Hancho!
But how come Offset is the one with all the drama in this Migos? Because
Offset is the one with the girl.
See, Quavo is dating this other chick. What is
Offset is married, man.
Quavo is dating a chick called...
But is Quavo married?
I don't think
Quavo is married. Marriage brings drama, manze. Kuna kwa drama fulani hapo inakuanga tu ki catalyst. Ina rush hapo to spice things up. Check. So you have sugar.
But I think when you go into marriage, just look at your nini zenu wawili. Kama nyinyi wawili mnaona mwezi fiki, si hakuna haja. Msi waste nini roho za watu na feelings, just go.
Lakini saa, unajua being raised up in a single family,
itakuwa maybe ngumu kwa huyu mtu, because I understand why would two people who love me stay away from each other.
But maybe nowadays, even... but nowadays co-parenting has helped.
Co-parenting
it's working. It's working, and if both parents show their love total 100% to that kid, that kid story will grow up knowing that co-parenting works, and I'm okay with it.
Unaweza kubali co-parenting?
Yeah.
So you'd rather break up with your husband and then go ahead?
It's not like it ati nakuanga umeamka asubuhi, so ati not like your face today. You know, it's not like like your face today, so we are breaking up, I'm going. No, things do happen that make, by the time inafika point that you guys decide to separate, I don't think it's just over petty things like, you guys, I don't like the way you brush your teeth. I don't like the way you sit your
knee. I don't know, you pack your car.
Nothing comes easy.
Tuseme tu, both of them have to be in the same wavelength. Ndo waelewane for the better of the child. Sasa tuseme ka you as the father uelewani na mother mtoi. Sasa unataka kuniambia hapo itasaidia aje?
So that's why when you kosana with, let's say a husband and a wife, they kosana and they decide we're not doing this but we'll co-parent since you have kids, you have to reconcile kwanza. Even you have to be on talking terms with this person even if it's for the better of the child, for the better what is it called? For the better what of the child?
What?
Whatever of the child.
Life
for the better good
me.
Of the child.
For the better good of the child.
Yeah, for the good of the child.
But,
so you have to be on talking terms in order to overcome. That's why kuna wengine wanamonga solely kukua single fathers or single mothers.
Lakini si sidnelewanga hivi tunasemanga ndoa ni kuvumiliana. So for the better of the child manze. But ya kwende hiyo stuff yote. Mbona tu mkikae?
Let me tell you, why are you suffering?
Si mlikubali nyi wawili mkikamua sasa, wacha tutakuwa na mtoi hapa. The child, no, it's not a trap, but the child is like a fruit, a seed of the marriage. You na maanisha ni, that has to mean something, man.
So, tuvumilie your bad character and your terrible behavior because of this child. Why would this child see me unhappy for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Si afadhali tuachane. Mbona mtoia nione nikiwa
mbona? Mneze ishi.
Mbona tuone tukifight kila siku? Kama ikitu I work.
Yeah.
Watu wa mtoto wa learn happiness.
And if truly you mean that ulikuwa unapenda ude mulikuwa na yeye and you want to see her happy. If this marriage makes her being akuwa unhappy every time, si muachane tu. Si unasema unataka kuona akiwa happy, muachane, she will be happy. Kama mmeachana.
You one hivi. There's nothing you can't work out as a couple bana.
Oh my God.
There's nothing you can't work out
okay,
as a couple.
Hizi vitu za couple.
Hizi vitu za kuanga kuongea hapa. Mnaongea mnaelewana. At the end of it all, si mna reconcile.
Please sindi? Guys, leave a comment on what Stanley is saying over here. Because, hebu mtuambie.
Marriage ni kuvumiliana.
Ndoa ni kuvumiliana.
Nothing
comes
bro. Not
yeah, this is the you know why I'm saying that? Kila mtu anakuanga na views zake na kila mtu anakuanga character yake kwa ndoa.
Mm-hmm.
So unataka kuniambia mkiko sana tu hivi kiasi labda unataka kuniambia nimechoka na umse sasa hivi.
People definitely change. You'll hata before mfike hapo mme try kuwork. Si ndio umeenda counselors. Umeenda counseling my friend. And if that doesn't work, toka enda. Even it doesn't only apply in marriage, even in relationship. Toka and go enjoy your life. There's something better out of that. You know, even there's a you don't want to get deep into it. I don't want to get deep into it. But let me give an example with a celeb, Maureen Waititu, for example. She was not happy with sorry. For those who don't know Maureen Waititu, she's a mother. What else? She's an entrepreneur. She's a influencer, positive influencer. She's on Instagram too. You can check her out. So Maureen Waititu, I think for her, she explained it. She was not happy in her relationship with Frankie Just Jimmit. Okay. Mbataka pia niwaambie Frankie Just Jimmit. You guys go and check.
Please, Bande.
So Frankie, mna Instagram tafte Frankie Just Dreamit. So
afanyanga nini amana?
Ameoa Corazon kwa mpoko.
Yeah.
Sasa si tunajua Corazon.
Yeah.
Mwingine. Tunajua Corazon. Corazon. Bas, ungesema Corazon.
Tutaje kwa mpoko ndio rile.
Mpoko. Wewe kwanza ni waboma huko.
Jua nyama.
So
Maureen was not happy and so they broke up and went separate. When Maureen Waititu broke up from Alpha and Beta, but they were being walikuanga na hiyo na inaitwa Alpha and Beta.
Mm-hmm. Those Alpha opened in his in Zafik.
Check it. Nani?
But they are my geek bana.
Just Julia. Julia too.
Hata ninakatiwa shikana.
Alpha and Beta. Kosentan.
Maureen Waititu alitoka ka I'll talk into the relationship and now she's a single woman and doors opened for her. She's doing brand endorsements. Oh my God. And even more than what she was doing when she was in Alpha and Beta. Alpha and Beta, I mean Frankie Just Dreamit and Maureen Waititu had a YouTube called Alpha and Beta.
Bado
iko. No, I think when they shut down everything, when they shut down the videos and everything. So, I mean, this is the point that I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a relationship, for example, or in a marriage, and you feel that you are uncomfortable with it and you're not happy,
mm-hmm.
Tafadhali, take a step of faith, a leap of faith, talker. Doors are going to open for you wherever you're going to go.
Imagine if you have, let's say, because God puts us here for like some years. God puts you here for 30 years and you decide to suffer for 30 years. what is wrong with you and you have a situation where you can walk out?
Koni job ali suffer for many years.
Uyo ni job. Uyo ni kwa God ndo anamtry. If God has put me in a place where I can choose what to do and what not to do, then get the fuck out. Just go. Just get out.
Mbona mbona usiangalia hivi? Let's look at what brought you guys two together, man.
That's what I said.
Lovely. Why don't you rekindle that fire?
How do you rekindle fire?
The only way. Daddy. The only way in as a mina now. You can't move past it. Issues of domestic violence. If you're a domestic abuse.
Domestic violence is in a very different toll.
Squeezing the opposite.
You have a Leo Facebook. Today I saw a video. Mbaga nilikasirika na mwanaume.
Who?
Amekanyagiliwa balls. Anapigwa na mwiko. Alafu like unajua mwanaume anakuanga na that strength. Unajua that can.
There's a prayer that comes with the word of God.
Lakini yeye badala kuzua anapiga nduru.
Ama atoke kwani?
Hazi toka utatoka aje na umeekelewa pumps.
Do you know? You know. Imagine you're a dude. Unafanyiwa hivyo na bibi yako. Do you think you can come out so publicly? Uambie tu hivyo. Hiyo kitu inakuanga damage.
Ni painful,
yeah. It's a man. You're no longer considered a man. Where do you ni
and that's all just a construct that men have against each other. I don't know. For me, I wouldn't mind someone being emotional towards me.
It's not a construct, you guys are yourselves. It's not a construct.
Toxic. I don't want to continue, but
it's like the energy in the world, man. They natoke anga. That's who unapatanga mwanaume anaweza kuwa gay, lakini hata yongea. You know why? Because the nature of man is to love a woman.
It
was a bit like
women
that.
Came kwa from Biblia.
Let me tell you. This is a topic for another time. Because if you expound on it, that's it, man. Omambia, topics for another day.
What you were going to say on this relationship thing and breaking up and divorcing, please, if it's not working, if in our umiza, leave. This life is so short. You could die tomorrow. I'm sorry to say. You could die tomorrow.
But it's the truth.
So why would you keep yourself suffering? And don't ever say, Ati, you're staying here for the kids. These kids would rather see you happy and living than see you bitter and always. Because what a grow a kid career, marriage is all about this.
But it's me if you're married to a guy with money. Who knows your vizuri?
What does money have to do?
See, that's what most chicks do these days. See, what money has to do.
So, what money? Married to money.
See, what money has to do. It happens by the way. Most guys, most chicks these days, unapata naingia kwa ndoa. Hana kitu na uchali. Ameingia tu hapo ndoa, akampatia mtoi. Alafu sasa Oliver Zaire anadai kutoka. Akitoka, jua anajua akitoka. Ching inaingia kwa baba. Not even half. Sometimes it's even more than half. Sometimes it's even half monthly.
It don't conquer half of the acquired assets during the marriage.
My friend.
So wewe unakuja hapo na argument gani? I was his wife. I supported him throughout his career. Na wewe mwenyewe unajua.
Hey.
I mean Korea. Throughout his career. Alafu so na wewe mwenyewe unajua vizuri hakuna kitu maana ulifanya. Wewe ulikuwa tu kwa hapo ukampatia boy alafu sasa ukoona venye sasa acha saini ende nitafute mwingine ni siphon pesa kwake ukasema acha nitoke.
We shall conclude this thing of Caribbean and relationship by quoting Sauti Sol, specifically Bien. Do what makes you happy.
Do what makes you smile.
So if you have
you only live here for a while. Raha usifanya nini usijinyime. Kama raha inakamu ki divorce,
just raha jipe mwenyewe.
Exactly. And we
lakini story gay lazima. At what?
So if you have any comments, you can follow us on Instagram at The Wave. You can get us on Twitter at The Wave. And also on Facebook.
Facebook.
WhatsApp.
The kind of people who still say WhatsApp.
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 WhatsApp. 4G. 4G.